Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for greater things you will do. Very shortly. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for filling our hearts with peace, joy, happiness, grace, faith, divine wisdom, understanding, and revelations. Thank you for blessing us with all spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your faithfulness is so great. You have been so faithful to answer our prayers. You have been meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord, for glorifying yourself in our lives and situations. Thank you because through your name, we have seen miracles happen by praying in your name. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the gifts we have received from you. We thank you for spiritual gifts. We thank you for physical gifts. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you have committed yourself to always hear and answer us every time we pray on this platform. We thank you for how you always manifest your power and grace and deliverance and miracles and healings as we come together to pray on this platform. Oh God, be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I am asking that as we would be having another prayer session before you this hour, Lord, hear us from heaven. Hearken unto our voice and answer us. Give us breakthroughs. Give us help. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do beyond our requests. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that what the Lord has determined to do for you in this midnight prayer session shall be done in Jesus' name. I'm going to take some worship songs, and thereafter we shall go into prayer points. He's Lord. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord. Every knee shall bow. every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, is Lord, is Lord. Jesus is Lord, is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. For the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Thou art worthy, Father. Thou art worthy, O Lord. You're worthy, Father, to receive glory, honor, and power. For Thou art created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. The Lord is so good. He is so good. The Lord is so good. He's so good to us. The Lord is so good. He's so good. 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 The Lord is so good. He's so wonderful. The Lord is so good. He's so good. The Lord is so good. He's so powerful. The Lord is so good. He's so good. The Lord is so good. He's so merciful. The Lord is so good. so good. He's so merciful. He's so good. He's so wonderful. He's so good. Hallelujah. 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 Worship him. praise him, adore him, bless him, give him glory, give him praises, give him thanks. Father, we are so grateful for your love. We are so grateful for your grace. We are so grateful for your compassion. So grateful for your mercy. So grateful for your power, for your strength, for your dominion, for your authority, for your victory. We are so grateful for your faithfulness. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for everything you have done. Thank you for that which you are planning to do. Thank you for what you will do in our favor. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. We give you glory. We give you blessings. We are so thankful, so grateful. We are so joyful for what you are doing, for what you have done. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Father. You are so good to us. You are so merciful to us. You are so kind to us. You are so caring. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks and praises in worship. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence once again. Yeah, we're going to, first of all, take this prayer of thanksgiving. We're going to say, Father, thank you for answering my prayers. Thank you for answers I have received to my prayers. Thank you because I have seen you answer my prayers. Thank you for showing me your faithfulness. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Ancient of Days, Rock of Israel, thank you for answers to prayers. Thank you for showing us your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for miracles we have seen because you decided to answer our prayers. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Oh God of Israel, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for prayers you have answered, even though we have not seen the manifestation. But we know without a doubt that you have already answered. Thank you, Father. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for fighting for us. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, from the depths of me, let your power manifest for complete deliverance. Or let your power manifest to deliver me from every bondage of darkness. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Father, from the depths of me, manifest your power. to deliver me from every captivity of darkness. Manifest your power. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Father, from the depths of me, let your power arise. Let your power arise to set me free. Let your power arise to set me free from the depths of my body, from the depths of my soul, from the depths of my spirit. Let your power arise to deliver me from every pollution of darkness, from every corruption of darkness, from every captivity of darkness, from every plantation of darkness. Let your power rise from the depths of me to deliver me in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Let your power rise. Let your power rise. Let your power rise from the depths of me for deliverance, for deliverance, for deliverance, for deliverance from demonic captivities. Let your power rise from within me. Continue to pray. Place your right hand on your head and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your power rise from within me to set me free from every captivity of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Let your power rise from within each cell of my body, from within each fragment of my soul, from within the depths of my spirit. Let your power rise to set me free. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let your power rise to set me free, to deliver me, to deliver me, to set me free. Let your power rise. He has shattered. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, from the depths of me, fire of the Holy Ghost arise. From the depths of me, fire of the Holy Ghost arise. From the depths of me, fire of the Holy Ghost arise to deliver me, to deliver me. He has a teka kakatashana. He had a hashana tagiba. Fire of the Holy Ghost arise from the depths of me, from the depths of my bones, from the depths of my blood, from the depths of my body cells and tissues, from the depths of my soul. Fire of the Holy Ghost arise to deliver me, deliver me. Kashatade hesansanagalagala. Mashiade kikiyagalada. Lihasu janatapa kihadasada. Fire of the Holy Ghost arise from within my soul, from within my spirit, from within my body. Arise and set me free from every corruption of darkness, from every pollution of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. From every bondage of darkness, fire of the Holy Ghost arise and release me. Thank you, Lord. Release me, deliver me, release me, deliver me, release me, deliver me, release me, deliver me, release me. Fire of the Holy Ghost arise. Fire of the Holy Ghost arise. I believe you are praying. Now, when you are praying for deliverance, you don't stop praying until you are delivered. The fire of the Holy Ghost arise. Set me free from every captivity of darkness, captivity of sin, captivity of corruption, captivity of iniquity, captivity of disobedience, captivity of uncleanness, pollution, fire of the Holy Ghost. Rise from within me to deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Yeah. We are still praying. You are still going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to see from the depths of me, fire of the Holy Ghost arise. Deliver me from spiritual blindness. Deliver me from soul blindness. Deliver me from spiritual blindness. Deliver me from soul blindness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from the depths of me. Deliver me now. Open your mouth and pray. Hashatehasa. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from within my spirit, from within my soul, from within my body. Mahashatehakagada. Yahanas Yahanagadis. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from within my soul and begin to deliver me from blindness. Blindness in my soul. Blindness in my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver me from blindness. Deliver me from spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness in my soul. Spiritual blindness in my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from within me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. In the name of Jesus, let the eyes of my spirit be opened. Kashit anekigaratalala. Let the eyes of my spirit be enlightened. Let the eyes of my soul be enlightened. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from the depths of me. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me from every darkness that has blindfolded my spiritual eyes. Fire of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Deliver me from every darkness that has blindfolded the eyes of my understanding, that have blindfolded the eyes of my soul, blindfolded the eyes of my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop praying. Continue to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open up my eyes. Open up my eyes. Open up my eyes. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open up my eyes. Open up my eyes. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open up my eyes. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Open up my eyes now. I want to see. I want to see beyond the physical. I want to see beyond the physical. I want to see beyond the natural. I want to see beyond the outward appearances. Fire of the Holy Ghost, open up my eyes. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God in heaven and destroy every evil plantation growing and producing evil in my life. Every evil plantation, every evil roots growing and producing evil in my life, fire of God, fall and destroy them all. Fire of God, fall and destroy them all. Fire of God, fall and destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Gehahashita. Yeteshimalagilha. Fire of God, fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall from the throne room of God. Let fire fall from the throne room of God. Let fire fall and destroy every evil plantation, every evil root that is growing in my life and producing evil continuously. Fire of God, fall and consume them. Fire from heaven, destroy them all now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your forehead. Yeah, this time around on your forehead. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the anointing for divine utterances. You can say, I connect with the anointing to pray and speak with divine utterances. With divine utterances. From now henceforth, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shahasajit Anakida Mahashudani Hekta Shalahasidahatrada Kishonene Dina Santashaba. I connect with the anointing to pray and speak and prophesy with divine utterances from this hour henceforth in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I connect with the anointing. I connect with the anointing. I connect with the heavenly network that will enable me to pray and speak and prophesy with divine utterances from this hour henceforth in the name of Jesus. She santa she kabagadi tadeha vishna sujia kadahata masujat adekakida. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, I connect. Thank you, Lord. Say, I connect with the anointing to speak and pray and prophesy with divine utterances. Begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your forehead. I begin to pray. Say, I connect with the anointing to speak and pray and prophesy with divine utterances from now henceforth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, when we talk about anointing, we are talking about something more than a holy oil. You're talking about something very supernatural. Sometimes God can use holy oil or anointing oil, like people know. Sometimes God can use that to put His anointing upon your life. And sometimes it might not. Yeah, to show you that anointing is far beyond something physical. Yeah, the anointing of God upon the life of a man is a divine stamp. Yeah, you know, when you pass a document to the table of maybe managing director of a company, and then he looks at the document, and then he carries a stamp to stamp that document. And wherever you show that document, they have to accept it. They have to approve it, and they have to give you what you deserve. Because of that stamp on the document. So the same thing with the anointing. Yeah. So the anointing is like a divine stamp upon the life of a man. Yeah. That as long as the anointing is on you, certain things will have to be possible in your life and through your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, put your anointing upon my life. Put your anointing upon my life. That will attract help and favor from difficult places, from impossible places. Put upon me an anointing that will command help and favor for me from impossible places, from difficult places of the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, put on my life, put on my body, put on my soul, put on my spirit an anointing that will draw favor, help from impossible places of the world, from difficult places of the world. An anointing that will attract into my life helps, favor, support from difficult places. Thank you, Lord. Difficult places. Places where people hardly find help. Places where people hardly find favor. Oh God, upon my life, let there be an anointing that will draw help and support and favor from these places. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The anointing of God upon the life of a man authorizes divine intervention. The anointing of God upon the life of a man authorizes divine interventions. Meaning that when that man cried to heaven, heaven will respond. Because that man carries the anointing. So whenever he cries to heaven, heaven respond instantly, because that man carries something. He carries a key. So the anointing is also like a key. Yeah, a key. Yeah, as some people they struggle to see miracles happen through them. I mean, some ministers of God, and they try all manner of ways to make it happen, but miracles did not happen. They fasted, they prayed, and it did not happen. Now, they forgot that no man can receive a thing except it is given unto him from above. They forgot that. So once the anointing is released, you don't struggle to get some divine interventions. So those people, instead of them praying for the anointing, yeah, they were trying to do what they have not been anointed for. Yeah. And it could not happen. It could not happen. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put upon my life an anointing that will receive interventions from heaven. An anointing that will open the heavens to break down miracles, to break down divine interventions. Lord, put such anointing on my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. You cannot do what you have not been anointed to do. You cannot do physical operations of God, visible miracles. You cannot see them until you are anointed for them. Say, Lord, put upon me an anointing that we draw down from heaven visible manifestations of God. Put upon me an anointing that we command from heaven divine interventions, angelic interventions. Put upon me such anointing now, such that whatsoever I decree manifest instantly Thank you, Father. Put upon me such anointing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you might be thinking, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a minister of God. Why do I need anointing? You need the anointing because God has called you to represent His kingdom in the earth. God has called every Christian to preach the gospel of Christ with power. God has called every Christian to manifest the greatness of His glory in the earth, irrespective of where you find yourself. In that place, God wants to use you to reveal the greatness of His glory. So you need the anointing to reveal the glory of God, to manifest the glory of God, to unlock the glory of God. In the heart, you need the anointing for that. So you're going to pray again. The whole world, they are looking for Christians that will manifest the glory and power of God. The whole world, they are waiting for Christians that will demonstrate the power of God. All the creatures, they are waiting for your manifestation in power. Not just saying, I am a Christian, I go to church, I pray. People want to see victory in your life. They want to see that you are victorious. The whole world wants to see that you succeed. They want to see that God is real in your life. They want to see evidences that God is real in your life. So if they don't see those evidences, they're not likely to believe your God, even if you preach to them. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, baptize me into the fullness of your power, to the point where I demonstrate power. So you're going to say, Father, baptize me in the fullness of your power, until I begin to demonstrate your power physically in the midst of the earth, until I begin to demonstrate your power in a glorious way. Lord, baptize me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, baptize me. Baptize me in the fullness of your power. Baptize me in the fullness of your power. Baptize me in the fullness of your power. Then I begin to demonstrate your power. Baptize me, Lord. Fill me. Fill me. Spirit, soul, and body. Fill me with the fullness of your power. Fill me with the fullness of your power. Fill me with the fullness of your power. Fill me with the fullness of your power, that I may demonstrate your power against demons, against principalities, against witchcraft, that I may demonstrate your power against sicknesses and diseases. against impossibilities, that I may demonstrate your power against captivities of darkness. O God of Israel, fill me with your power. Fill me with your power. I believe you're praying. Continue to talk to God. Say, Lord, fill me with your power. 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 Lord Jesus, fill me with your power. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Talk to him. The Lord, I want to demonstrate your power. The Bible says that the gospel is not in the eloquence of speech. The gospel is not in being able to preach with sweet words. The gospel is in the demonstration of power. Until you begin to show the world how powerful your God is, you have not fully represented the kingdom of God. Until you begin to show the world the power of God, then you have not yet fully represented the kingdom of God. You must represent the kingdom of God on earth by power. By power. So, Lord, fill me with your power. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the portals of heaven, let the portals of heaven open in my life, in my environment, in my room, in my building. Let the portals of heaven open for transmission of power, grace, and anointing. So Lord, let the portals of heaven, and there are portals of heaven in the earth. Yeah, there are portals opening of heaven in the earth. So these are the network of angels, channels of angels. Yeah, so angels, they follow these portals, they follow this network, and that is how they operate in the earth. But these portals are invisible even to demons. They can't discover it. They don't know where they are. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the portals of heaven open in my life for transmission of power, grace, and anointing into my life. Into my life. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. O God of Israel, let portals of heaven open in my life, open in my room, open in my apartment, open in my environment, open in my building. Portals of heaven, portals of heaven, portals of heaven, open now, in the name of Jesus. as it were in the scripture, as it were when Jacob saw a ladder connecting heaven and earth together, as it were when angels were going up and down from that ladder. Oh God, the same way, let portals of heaven open in my life for transmission of glory, grace, power, authority, and anointing. Portals of heaven, thank you, Lord. In the ground where I am sitting and standing, portals of heaven open now. In the atmosphere where I live, in the atmosphere of my environment, portals of heaven open now. In the name of Jesus. On the ground where I am standing and living, portals of heaven open now. In the name of Jesus. For transmission of fire, power, dominion, authority, grace, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, according to your mercies, let your kingdom produce results in my life. Let the operations of your kingdom produce results in my life according to your mercy. You have visited people, you have helped people, and they have seen results in their lives. Say, Father, I want to see results in my life. I want to see your kingdom produce results in my life. I want to see your power produce results in my life. Lord, my life is not different from others who have experienced your power. My life is not different from others who have experienced breakthroughs. Say, Father, let your kingdom produce results. Let the operations of your kingdom produce results in my life. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, Jabez cried out to the Lord. Jabez, he cried out unto the Lord. And he asked God to enlarge his cause. And God hearkened to his prayer. Talk to God. If God can do it for some, why can't he do it for you? If the power of God is helping some people, why can't God's power help you? Who says that you you cannot benefit from God's power? Who says that? Talk to God. Say, Father, let the operations of your kingdom produce miraculous results in my life. Show me your mercy. Let the operations of your kingdom produce results in my life. I don't know if you are desperate for this prayer. I don't know if you are desperate about this prayer. Say, Father, according to your mercy, let the operations of your kingdom produce great and powerful results in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, in my body, soul, and spirit, let the operations of your kingdom produce great results, produce miraculous results in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Kahashade kasasi hashtani tala. Gimati kadishana sasatala. In my body, soul, and spirit, let the operations of your kingdom produce great and mighty results. Thank you, Lord. Don't stop praying. Say, Father, in my spirit, soul, and body, let the operations of your kingdom produce great results of deliverance, great results of healing. Thank you, Lord. Something is happening in your life. Continue to pray. Let the operations of your kingdom produce great results of healing, great results of deliverances, great results of transformation, great results of breakthroughs, great results of sanctification, great results of purification. Begin to pray. Let the operations of your kingdom change my life. Father, let the operations of your kingdom change my life. Let the operations of your kingdom change my life. Lord, in my spirit, soul, and body, let the operations of your kingdom manifest to change my life. Change my life. Change my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Oh, you're still going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I connect my life and destiny with heaven. You're going to say, I connect my life and destiny with heaven. Let the will of God prevail in my life. Let the will of God prevail in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I connect my life and destiny with heaven. I connect my life and destiny with the kingdom of heaven. I connect my life and destiny with the kingdom of heaven. I connect my life and destiny with the kingdom of heaven. Let the will of God prevail in my life. From this hour henceforth, let the will of God prevail in my life. Shaka I connect my life with the kingdom of heaven. I connect my destiny with the kingdom of heaven. I connect my calling with the kingdom of heaven. I connect my marriage with the kingdom of heaven. I connect my ministry with the kingdom of heaven. Let the will of God prevail. Let the will of God prevail. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. So let the will of God prevail. Let the will of God prevail. Let the will of God prevail. In the name of Jesus. In each day of my life, let the will of God prevail. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And you are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I present myself and my present situation before the throne of grace. Let the countenance of your face shine upon me. Let the countenance of your presence shine on my life. Shine on my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I present myself before the throne of grace. Let the countenance of God's presence, let the brightness of God's face shine upon me. Let the brightness of God's face shine upon me. I present my life and my situation before the throne of grace. Let the brightness of God's face shine upon me. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Let the countenance of the Lord shine on me. Shine on me. Let it shine on me. Let the brightness of God's face shine on me. In the name of Jesus, I present myself before the throne of God, before the throne of grace. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, maybe you don't know what it means. When we say that the countenance of the Lord should shine upon you, or the brightness of God's face should shine upon you. Yeah, it means that God pities you. Yeah, it means God pities you. It means God, shows you his mercy. It means God gives you attention. Yeah, and once God look at your life with the countenance of his face like that, instantly, your problems will be solved. Instantly, when he looks at you that way, he looks at you to shine his light upon you. Your problems vanish instantly. instantly. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I present my life before you. I present my situation before you. Shine the countenance of your presence on me. Shine on me the countenance of your presence. Look on me with the countenance of your presence and help me in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I come to you as I am. I come to you with my situations. Lord, let the countenance of your face shine on me. Let the countenance of your face shine on me. Let the countenance of your glory shine on me. Let the brightness of your presence shine on me. I come to you with all my troubles. I come to you with all my impossibilities. I come to you with all my sorrows and hardships. Oh God of Israel, let the countenance of your face shine upon me. The countenance of your face, let it shine on me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hand of power upon me. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, lay your hand of power upon me and watch my life change change my life to become as you want it. Change my life to become as you want it. Lay your right hand out and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father, lay your mighty hand upon me. Lay your mighty hand upon me and change my life to become what you want. Thank you, Lord. Lay your hand on me, on my spirit, soul, and body. Father, lay your hand on me and change my life. 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 In the name of Jesus, lay your hand on me, Father. Lay your hand on me, Father. Lay your hand on me. Thank you, Lord. Change my life now. Change my life now. Change my life now. I want to look exactly as you have written concerning me. I want to become exactly as you have said concerning me, as you have revealed concerning me, as you have ordained concerning me, as you have planned concerning me. I want to be that person exactly. Lay your hand on me. Change my life. Change my life. Father, change my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. begin to say, Father, let the desires of your heart for the current phase of my life be fulfilled with haste. Say, Father, let the desires of your heart for the current phase of my life, for this present time of my life, let it be fulfilled with haste in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The desires of your heart. Father, let the desires of your heart for this present phase of my life, for this current stage of my life, for this present time of my life, for this present season of my life, let the desires of your heart come to pass with haste, with speed, in the name of Jesus. What you are thinking concerning me, Father, what you are thinking for me, for this period of my life, for the current state of my life, Father, let it come to pass with speed. Let it come to pass with haste in the name of Jesus. Let it come to pass. Let it come to pass. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. I discovered that many people in our ministry are not getting the best of what God is doing. Yeah, I discovered that many among us in the groups are not getting the best of what God is doing among us. Even during prayer sessions like this. So it's funny that during prayer sessions, your mind is divided. You are praying with your mouth, but your heart is not with those prayers. You're praying with your mouth, but your heart is thinking in another direction. How will such prayers work? How will such prayers produce results? Yeah, so now you can see how much the devil is stopping Christians from getting anything from God, to the point that you are hearing and you are not hearing. Like you are hearing things from your physical ear, but your heart is not hearing the same. Your heart is not following the same. It's an attack. It's a great problem. Yeah, so you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, everything the devil is doing in my life to make sure that I don't get how will I put it now? Everything the devil is doing in my life to cut short your blessings in my life. Lord, let your fire destroy them. Let your fire destroy them. Every operations of darkness going on to ensure that I don't get the blessings from the Lord. Even while God is standing to bless me, and I still don't get the blessing. Lord, let such operations be destroyed. Let such activities be destroyed. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, every activity of Satan, every operations of demons going on in my life to cut short God's blessings, to limit God's blessings from flowing into my life, every operation of demons that is making me to misunderstand divine revelations, that is making me not to understand what God is showing me, not to understand what God is saying, not to understand how to receive blessings from God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I refuse to be disconnected from the flow of your blessings. I refuse to be disconnected from the flow of your blessings. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 7 more prayer points. Yeah, before we round off the session. Prayer sessions, they are like battlegrounds, and not only that, they are like a workshop. Prayer sessions are like places, sometimes they're like surgical rooms where God touch your life and begin to do things in your life. So the place of prayer is not a place where you are distracted. The place of prayer is not a place where you lack focus. It is not a place where your mind is traveling everywhere. You are not focused. That should not happen in the place of prayer. Because you might just miss the greatest blessing if you lose focus for 1 minute in the place of prayer. The place of prayer is a place of all manner of divine operations. And you must not be distracted. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that is able to receive from you in the place of prayer. So give me a heart and mind that is able to receive from you in the place of prayer. Some people, they don't know how to receive from God. They know how to pray, but they don't know how to receive from God. And that is why it looks like their prayers are not answered. It is them that are not allowing their prayers to be answered, because they don't have the heart that can receive from God. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, you're going to say, Father, give me a heart and mind that can receive from you in the place of prayer. A heart that can receive answers to prayers. A heart that can receive understanding in the place of prayer. A heart that can receive revelations in the place of prayer. Not just talking. Prayer is not just you talk and talk. You receive also. The place of prayer is a place of receiving. Just as it's a place of speaking and talking and sending things to heaven, you also receive. Talk to God. That's the prayer point. Begin to pray. Say, Father, give me a heart and mind that is able to receive from you in the place of prayer. A mind that is not distracted. A mind that is not demonic. Some people, their mind is demonic. They don't think positive. And yet they are praying, but they can't think positive. They don't have a mind that trusts God. They don't have a mind that is full of faith. But yet they are praying. But faith is not in their heart. How can you receive? Talk to God. So, Lord, give me a heart that is able to receive from you in the place of prayer. Give me a heart that is not deceived. Give me a heart that is not polluted, corrupted. Give me a heart that is focused. So that I can receive from you in the place of prayer. Give me a heart that does not fear and doubt. Give me such a heart. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body to make war and win. Strengthen my spirit, soul, and body to fight and win spiritual battles. To fight and win spiritual battles. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, strengthen my spirit, soul, and body to fight and win spiritual battles. In the name of Jesus. Let my spirit be strong. Let my soul be strong. Let my body be strong to fight and overcome forces of darkness, to fight and overcome demonic attacks, to fight and overcome witchcraft attacks. In the name of Jesus, let my spirit be strong. Let my soul be strong. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. So Lord, strengthen my spirit, strengthen my soul, strengthen my body to fight and win spiritual battles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And we have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, lift up my life to the next heights. I am to attain at this time. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, lift up my life to the next height you have prepared for me at this time. Lift up my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Oh God of Israel, I'm calling to your mercy. By your mighty hand, lift up my life. Lift up my life. Lift up my life. Lift up my life to the next height you have prepared for me at this time, to the next height of greatness, to the next height of glory, to the next height of signs and wonders, to the next height of great victories and dominion. Oh God, lift up my life to that height now. In the name of Jesus, lift up my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have four prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send a great confusion upon every people, upon people and persons that are planning my downfall, planning my shame, planning for my shame, planning for my downfall. Lord, send a great confusion upon them and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Talk to God. Talk to God. Say, Lord, send a great confusion. Send a great confusion upon peoples and persons that are planning for my downfall, planning for my defeat, planning for my shame and disgrace. Send a great confusion upon them all and scatter them forever. Scatter them forever. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, scatter them. Scatter them. Scatter them. In the name of Jesus, as you scatter the people who were building the Tower of Babel, and they could not continue, and they were scattered forever, Lord, send a great confusion upon these people, every person, people that are planning for my downfall, planning for my shame, planning for my disgrace, planning for my defeat. Oh God of Israel, send a great confusion upon them. Send a great confusion upon them, whether they be spirits, whether they be physical beings or spiritual beings, whatever they are. Send a great confusion on them all and scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. say in the name of Jesus, I enter into the fulfillment of my destiny. Or you're going to say, I enter into the hour where my destiny is fulfilled. I enter into the hour where my calling is fulfilled. I enter into the timeline where my destiny is fulfilled as it is in God's plan. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I enter into the time where my destiny and calling is fulfilled. I enter into the hour where my destiny is fulfilled, where my divine calling is fulfilled, where my divine calling is expressed in fulfillment, where my divine calling begins to manifest fulfillment. In the name of Jesus, I enter into that season. I enter into that hour. I enter into that timeline. I enter into those days where my destiny is fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand hold me firm. Yeah, I don't know how to put this prayer. Yeah. I'm going to try. Yeah, what the Lord is showing me is like there are a lot of forces working to break you. Or maybe I should describe it. You know, let's say for instance, you're standing on something and a lot of people are pulling that thing you're standing on to make sure that you fall. Yeah, a lot of people pulling what you're standing upon to make sure that you fall. So a lot of forces trying to pull you apart, or trying to pull away your stronghold, what you are standing on, trying to make you fall, something like that. It could be temptations, it could be demonic attacks, yeah, trying to make sure that you don't continue to stand in victory, trying to make sure that you fall and not standing anymore. Yeah, trying to make you lose what you have always had. Yeah, something like that. You can interpret it in so many ways. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, hold firm my life. Let no force of darkness be able to pull me down. So let no force of darkness be able to break me, be able to break my strength. Let no force of darkness be able to break my conviction, be able to break my faith. Let no force of darkness be able to break my strength. Let no force of darkness be able to to pull me down. Lord, hold me firm by your mighty hand. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. So, Lord, hold firm my life by your mighty hand. Let no force of hell, let no force of darkness be able to pull my life apart. Let no force of darkness be able to destabilize my life. Let no force of darkness be able to bring me down or pull me down. Let no force of darkness be able to break my strength. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hold firm my life. Hold me firm in victory. Hold me firm in dominion, in strength, and let me not fall. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray the last prayer point. You're going to say, Father, let your will replace the will of man in my life. Let your will destroy, is another way of saying it. Let your will destroy the will of man for my life. Yeah, let the evil intentions in the heart of men for my life, the evil predictions, evil utterances from people against my life, let them be destroyed by your will. For your will is powerful. Let your will destroy the will of man in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, let your will destroy. Let your will nullify. Let your will terminate the will of man for my life. Let your will terminate the will of man for my life. The demonic agenda of man for my life. Let your will destroy them. The evil intentions, the evil predictions of man for my life. Let your will destroy them all. The evil imaginations of man for my life. Let your will destroy them all. The evil utterances coming from man to my life. Let your will destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. Let your will, O God, destroy the will of man for my life. What you have not decided. The Bible says that who is it that speaks and it comes to pass? When the Lord God has not commanded it, what you have not said, what you have not decided, that people are saying and deciding for my life, Lord, bring them to nothing. Bring them down. Who is he that speaks and it happens? When God has not authorized it, oh God, every decision of men, words of men, determinations of men, predictions of men, intentions of men, imaginations of men that is contrary to your will, let them all die and come to nothing forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We are going to stop healing. And I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of heaven and earth, King of Israel, Ancient of Days, Mighty Savior, we worship and bless your name, for there is none like you. You are a great God. You are a terrible God. You are the Almighty God, El Shaddai. That is your name. Lord, we give you glory. We praise you, for there is none like you. You are the Almighty God, and you do wonders that even science cannot explain. We worship you, Father. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, I commit your people to your hands. They have prayed, they have asked, they have sought for you. They have knocked the doors of heaven, the gates of heaven. I ask, O God, that in your mercy, visit everyone and bless them in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the hand of God shall lift you up. Beyond limitations, you shall be lifted. Beyond oppositions, rejections, you shall be lifted. Beyond impossibilities, beyond troubles, captivities, barriers, beyond the mountains, you shall be lifted into the place where your destiny is fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, you shall receive help from above, whether the devil likes it or not, whether Satan wants it or not, you shall receive help from above in Jesus' name. You shall receive strength from above in Jesus' name. You shall receive deliverance and healings from above in Jesus' name. The hand of God shall change your life forever. Every error in your heart and mind that is not allowing you to receive from God in the place of prayer, let the power of God correct them now in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Goodbye.